Rav Simcha Zissel has a machshava in the parsha, which is a fascinating machshava. He points out the concept we talk about the first parsha. In the parsha, talks about the idea of the Chumas Hadeshen and the Hitzos Hadeshen. And he stops and thinks about the fact that Korbanos have Deshen. We would have sort of assumed that the power of a Korban is that it was able to take everything and put everything on the Mizbech, and everything will go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything will become Kedusha, and there's nothing left. There's nothing left at all which would be remain on the Mizbeach. And he sees that the Deshen is the element of even of the Korban, which can't be Erlam Malo. It doesn't have a kayak to go up to Shemayim. The point of his mimer is that why some things, there's a din of Hitzos Hadeshen and a Chumas Hadeshen, and for Chumas Hadeshen you don't change your Begadim, and Hitzos Hadeshen you do change your Begadim. But just I think that Nakuda alone is a fascinating Nakuda, that in Olam Hazeh, even when the person goes into Beis HaMikdash, we're not Be'echelus to make something so Kaddish and so perfect that there isn't some element of Gashmis which is left over. It's Kula Ruchni, it becomes Kula Ruchni. It's not the void of Olam Hazeh. The void of Olam Hazeh is to take the Gashmis which we have and be Malit to Ruchni, and at the same time to recognize that we're limited. And we're not going to be able to make everything into Kedusha, everything into the Kedusha. From that point, the person will then work along. Once you accept that that's our reality, and our reality is that we are limited, so some people are limited more than others, but each person has to work within their limitations. The second machshava that Rav Simcha Zissel says in the parasha, he talks about the concept of tzav. Rashi brings that tzav was a zeros miyad l'doris, because zeros, something to chazar and kiyas, you need an extra push. We're talking about Aaron HaKoyen. We're talking about the person who is the Madrega of a Novi, Madrega of Aaron HaKoyen, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he Tzavas Aroin Vespinov de Mor Zeis Terasu Eloi. He also needs a zeros. He also needs, and the loss of money over here isn't even a loss of money. The loss of money over here is that he doesn't gain anything on the oil except for the ore, as opposed to the basar also. So he has to be more careful with it. He has to be minded to be careful with it, because a person is inclined not to be careful. So the greatest person still has an element of where the negiyas can affect him. So there's nothing negative, nothing. Sometimes we're disinclined to accept the fact that we have negiyas and things affect us. That seems to be an embarrassing fact. There's nothing embarrassing about it. It applies to an Aaron HaKoyen. It applies to everybody. The question is, now that we recognize that, is what are we going to do with it? That's the challenge, is make sure that we do with it with something which we recognize the fact that we have the gears and Gashmis affects us, and then to build from that point and to go in a very positive way. Okay, good Shabbos.